Hey, New Life. My name's Rachel Bernardi, and today in the life of Christ, we're looking at the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. But before we do that, I just want to make sure that we understand what a talent actually is. Did you know that in Jesus's day, a talent is a weight measurement of about 130 pounds? And in this passage, this talent was actually the weight of a bag of gold. And so if you base that on today's gold prices, the value of one talent of gold would be roughly around $2 million, okay? With that in mind, let's now read the parable. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants, not some random servants, but his servants, and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, $10 million. To another, 2 talents, that's $4 million, and to another, 1 talent, $2 million, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. That is not chump change, y'all. The master knew exactly what these 3 guys were capable of before he gave them the millions of dollars. And when the master came back, he found that 2 of them had already doubled their investments. And here's what he said to them. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many. Come and share your master's happiness. None of them was expected to perform beyond his ability, but we see that the first 2 stewarded their time well, while the 3rd guy chose to play it safe. But then we find that safe really isn't safe at all. You see, this guy claimed that the master was a hard man, saying he was afraid of him, and so he took the money and he went in his backyard, dug a hole in the ground, and buried the gold in the hole. Well, then when the master came back, he just took the gold out of the ground and gave it back to him and said, here's your money. Well, the master was furious. He said, why didn't you at least put the money in the bank where it would have earned interest? In fact, in Jesus's day, if the guy had done that, the money would have earned somewhere between 6 and 12%. So over the course of time, honestly, he also would have doubled his investment. But I digress. So, the point is that the master trusted this capable servant with a lot of money. And so the master called him wicked and lazy, putting off to tomorrow what he could have done today. This guy simply wasn't a good steward. He didn't prioritize what his master prized. And then we learn that things did not end well for the 3rd servant. So, what does that mean for us today in terms of the kingdom of God? In this story, a talent seemed to be a prized possession, right? What is the most prized possession that you have? Is it your time? Is it your talents? Is it your money? Is it your abilities? Is it something else? And in light of that, what is God's most prized possession? What is the thing that He most highly values? I believe that His most prized possession is a moment. The moment that a person gives their heart to Him, the moment that a person chooses to be in a relationship with Him. And if you don't believe me, remember, it was worth him giving his only son to get. His most prized possession is actually what he gave, the gift of life through his son Jesus. And he has entrusted us, each of us, according to our ability to share his love faithfully with others. And our obedience to that is also something that God highly values. He values it so highly, in fact, that it is more valuable to him than a bag of gold is to you or me. And that's the point. God doesn't expect more of us than we're able to give, but he also doesn't expect less of us either. What he does expect is for us to be wise stewards of our time and our thoughts, of our emotions and our energy, and of our health and our wealth. And part of our stewardship is creating margin in our lives so that we can do the things that God has called us to do. Proverbs 16:21 says this, "The wise in heart are called discerning." So ask God how he wants you to use what you have. If you don't have discernment, then ask God. He will give it to you. When you ask God and he gives it to you, then you obey what he says. But if you are afraid that God is hard and that you should be afraid of him, or you really just want to invest in yourself, or you just don't want to make the effort, or you think it's too risky, then yeah, you may have a hard conversation with God someday. Otherwise, you could be the one that God says, "Well done. Thank you for pursuing my goals over your own, because you took personal risks to serve me and help others grow closer to me, because you invested in my kingdom. People found me. Thank you. for not playing it safe. Come join the party. And so my question to you today is this: are you willing to share God's prized possession of your relationship with Jesus with others? And in the way that you love others, does that demonstrate to them the gift that God has given you? Thank you.
Okay, I love this vision, the life of Christ. I'll never forget, I took the life of Christ in Bible college, and it changed everything that I thought about. It's like the Jesus style of the word. We all need it, and I thank you for joining us. Please do not forget to subscribe so you can really partner with us as we move through this over the next several weeks together as a church. We're growing. Let's keep it going. Don't forget to subscribe.